next up is Dodie Whitaker, my good friend Dodie. Dodie is a 14-year resident of Viroqua via Chicago's South Side, the current parent of Zach and parent of alumni Miranda, and former faculty member doing music and theater at Youth Initiative. Dodie is a soccer mom, a stage mom, a trivia buff. Go Apology Hams. If you don't know what that means, you can ask Dodie at any time. It's very difficult to explain. And a rabid thespian and chanteuse extraordinaire. The title of Dodie's story is The Circle Game, or It's a Small, Small World.
Do you want to hold it?
So, about a week ago, I got a text from one of my former students, Annalise Nordgren. I know, lovely lady, lovely family. And the gist of the text was, hey, Dodie, I've been talking about all the, my musical background and all the things I learned when I was a youngster, and I just was thinking of you, and also I'm coming to Viroqua. I live in Washington now, but I'm coming to Viroqua in December. I'd love to hang out. So I'm like, oh my God, that's awesome. I love Annalise. I did this thing that I always do, Annalise, Annalise, because that's what I do. And Annalise and I are kindred spirits for sure. Anybody who knows her just knows her infectious energy and talent and amazingness. But I said, you know, it's so weird. I literally was writing a story, for truth be told, about you. This is not right, okay? So, the end, thank you very much. So we were kind of talking. I mean, I typed back, I said, yeah, you know, that whole story of how we had this connection, we went to the same summer camp. And so the story behind that was that she came for her first lesson. Her dad, Eric, comes with her. Usually she was in eighth grade. I think it was 2013. And usually I have the parent come. And so, you know, I go through my spiel like, oh, you know, why do you want lessons? And what kind of music do you like to sing? And Eric kind of broke in. It was like, well, she just came back from summer camp, and she just can't stop singing these songs by Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell and Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie. And in fact, she just keeps singing this song, The Circle Game, and I can't get it out of my head. And I was like, oh, I love that song. What a cool, you know, I learned that at my camp. You didn't go to Circle Pines, did you? I went to Circle Pines. So, you know, we have this connection. I mean, just totally random. Anybody who knows me knows I talk a lot about Circle Pines. ad nauseum. And there have been all sorts of ripple effects. I used to work in the kitchen at Pleasant Ridge and Jim the cook. I regaled him so many times with stories of Circle Pines that he ended up sending his daughter Grace. She went and got a job there and became a cook there, and then brought some of her friends back. And so we had this great connection. I wanted to kind of tell a story about how that came about, and also just these threads of connection and belonging and music and family and all the things that are why we ended up here in Viroqua. So as many of you know, I have these kiddos somewhere. I've got one of them here. And we came here about 2009 from Chicago, and I'll go through that a little bit later. But the thing about the Circle Game, if you know this song, is that it's kind of about growing up and all the cycles that we go through, and the fact that we go round and round, but we're not able to look back. We just have to keep going forward on this carousel. And it can be kind of a bittersweet song in a way. Oh. Hello. I'm going to just keep talking. but anyway, so, you know, the song, if you know it. Yeah. But I also, you know, to me, it's always just about like this this endless cycle. And so the thing about that connection made me think, okay, this is a great story to tell. It's a small world. And then I thought, well, I actually have another story about a small world, so I'm going to tell you that story. And first I have to sing this song. How many people know this song? It's a small world. Okay, I mean, yeah. Both songs, okay, they're both in my title, so there you go. But It's a Small World was Disney, you know, blah, 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 like Steven said. Really annoying song. I'm not a huge fan of Disney. But when I was younger in the children's choir in Chicago, we used to sing this song for school children all the time. It's a small world after all, it's a small world after all, it's a small world after all, it's a small, small world. Okay, and there was kind of this gimmick where we would sing for school children when I was in this choir, and the conductor would bring a little volunteer up, and then they'd wave their arms around. They'd say, "You're going to conduct the choir." And then they go like this. And we'd have to sing that song over and over and over again. So I, and it also reminded me of the parody in Shrek, the like Duloc song. You guys know that's kind of based on that. So anyway, the first verse starts like this. It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hope and a world of fears. And when we were in choir, that was my sister Rachel and I, who has since died in a car accident. But we had this kind of crazy life where we were touring around and traveling our small world of the Midwest. And we had this dear friend named Aaron Murray, and we had this fake singing group, and this is a whole story for another day. But her name in the singing group was Bobby Sue, and we were the Lous. So we had this group called Bobby Sue and the Lous. Trust me, this is going to come back. And so we had this kind of thing that this was our life. And then other parts of our life would intertwine with Circle Pines, and we did all the singing and all that stuff. And then eventually, the years roll by. That is a quote from the Circle Game. The years roll by, and we end up in Viroqua. So this is my, like, you know, all the threads that go through and how I ended up being this stage person. And so I was a singer, and then I became a teacher, and that led me to this relationship with Annalise. And one of the other really cool things about my relationship with Annalise was that I got to be her brother's teacher. For a while, I became close with her mom, Mary Beth. We went, I sent my kids to Circle Pines. And again, Circle Pines was this kind of, imagine if you kind of fit Viroqua into 80 acres in the woods in rural Michigan. and so you have your music and your art and your hippies and your vegans and your Wiccans and your crazy singing people like me. And so one day, so I became friends with Mary Beth. And one day we're sitting on her back porch and down in Viola. And I said, you know, Mary Beth, I'm curious. I love these stories of connection. We ended up at Circle Pines because my sister's friend Arwen used to go there. And there was a co-op in our neighborhood. And it's a cooperative camp. And look at all these connections. And so I said, what brought your kids to Circle Pines? And she said, well, you know, it's interesting. My best friend from college sent her kids to Circle Pines. And she'd talk about it all the time. So eventually I sent my kids there. It's such a wonderful place and so many great values and art and music and all that stuff. So I said, oh, well, what's your friend's name? Maybe I know these people. And she said, well, my friend's name is Megan. She's married now, but her maiden name is Murray. Megan Murray. Aaron Murray. Aaron Murray, my friend, Bobby Sue, from the beginning of the story, had a sister named Megan. Wait a minute. And it all just kind of came flooding back to me, all the stuff, you know, like Bobby Sue and the Lou's and being in the woods in Circle Pines and, you know, being out in dancing in the woods and all that stuff. But also the way that we had this family connection, that we formed this friendship with Erin. She was like a sister to us. And then here's her sister who sends her kids to Circle Pines. She sent her kids to Circle Pines because Erin used to talk about Circle Pines all the time because my sister and Erin were best friends and we went to Circle Pines. So that is the story of how Annalise ended up going to Circle Pines. It was all because of my childhood, and here we are in Viroqua. How cool is that? So I'll wrap up the story by saying that when Annalise was 13, they had a coming of age ceremony for her, and Mary Beth said, "Hey, Dodie, I'd really love it if you would speak or do something at this ceremony." And I was like, you know, I can't be there. I don't remember why. She said, "Well, will you just record something?" Okay, yeah, I'll sing a song. Well, you guessed it. I decided to sing the Circle Game. And so I'm just going to sing a little bit for you right now. And the seasons, they go round and round. And the painted ponies go up and down. You can sing with me. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle again. Thanks, you guys.